It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Both Carolina and I are continuously asked for healthy lunchbox ideas. Moms and their kids are just so tired of the same old, same old. Well, thank heavens. In our Family Food Kitchen today, we have Jen, mom blogger, founder of YummyHealthyEasy.com. She's here to give us some great new ideas. Jen, you have four boys, ages 13 to 3. That's a lot of lunchboxes to fill. What do you do to deal with this? How do you do it?
Well, I plan ahead. No, I'm kidding. I'm so organized. I plan everything ahead. No, I don't. But it is a lot of lunchboxes to fill. It is a lot. It's a lot of work. I just try to keep it really simple, I guess. My boys like that, too. They're boys. They don't need, you know, fancy lunchboxes or anything. But, it's time-consuming. My younger two go to preschool, and they get home in time for lunch. So I don't really have to pack them anything but a quick snack. So I'm usually feeding them lunch at home. One idea that kind of came to me that I do a lot, and I don't really think about it, but I think that maybe some listeners would think is really cool. I get those plates that have a bunch of the little compartments on it. They like to eat, like, little things. Like, I don't give them, like, a big bowl of pasta or something. I give them, like, five or six little things, like cheese and turkey and olives and peas, and you know what I mean, like little bite-sized stuff. And I'll give them a toothpick, and I'm like, have at it. And they're old enough that they're not going to hurt themselves with a toothpick. Obviously, you can do that with like a two-year-old, but they, you know, they'll just get a piece of cheese and eat it, and get a piece of turkey and eat it, or they'll make a little skewer of, you know, everything that they have on there, a little cherry tomato or olive or apple slice or something, you know. And,
You're so right, Jen. I've done that with my boy too. I have a 5-year-old boy. Well, he's 4. He's going to be 5 next month. But, he, sometimes when he's giving me trouble about what I put on the plate or, you know, he's unsure about it, I take out a different kind of utensil, like a toothpick or a skewer, and no matter what's on the plate, it just becomes a game of trying to get it from the plate to your mouth. And why not? If they can have fun while they're eating something healthy, I love that. So, okay, so you said you do plan. No, you don't. You do plan. Tell us, do you plan a week ahead? Because I know I have this issue too. I'm with you. Sometimes I'm really good and I'll go to the grocery store on Sunday and have everything planned out. And sometimes I don't. Sometimes I have to swing it. But with four boys, I imagined you always had to plan. So it was kind of a relief to hear that maybe sometimes you have to swing it too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I try to do all my grocery shopping on Saturday for the whole week. But sometimes it just doesn't happen. Like you said, I'm the same way. Sometimes I'm completely planned out. I have every meal planned for what we're going to do for the whole week. And then there's weeks that I'm like, oh, my gosh, we have to have breakfast for dinner or whatever. I don't know what I'm going to feed you for lunch. And so they'll buy that day or something. Or I have to whip something up really quick. But I think, like, if you can plan and do something that even the night before, it's so much easier. It's so much less stressful, you know?
So I want to jump in because, Jen, I'm really enjoying this conversation. It's wonderful because I love your vulnerability because we all are on that same path. I had a friend who had enough dinners for for 3 months. Every night she had a menu. And she posted it, and everybody knew what they were going to have, and she repeated it every quarter. So that I thought that was amazing.
Wow.
That she did that. That's really planning, but that would not be me. I love the idea of all the little bits, and I wouldn't just focus on little ones for little bits. So having, and I've seen, you know, Carolina has posted, we do a newsletter with lunchboxes, and she used the bento box, and she'll put, and she puts on Facebook as well that there'll be some carrots in one and there's some tomatoes in the other, some yogurt in another. And it's just like a fun thing that you can send to school in a lunchbox. So I assume you do that as well, not just for your little ones, but for the older ones?
I do, yeah. And I like that too, personally. I don't want a big one thing of the same thing. I like a little, you know, a lot of little different things. So my older boys are like that too. Their lunches are the same way. They don't just bring a sandwich. They're bringing, you know, a baggie of fruit or, you know, they bring different things as well. Yeah. Definitely not just for the little kids.
Jen, Have you ventured into sending soups to lunch with your boys?
I haven't. I probably should, though. Do you do that?
Well, I recently, for my daughter, she's in first grade, she does like soup, and soup is an easy way to get so many different veggies at once. And so she likes soups, and I figured, hey, why not? Let's try this. So it was a matter of getting the right container, because obviously at school they can't heat it up. And it wasn't super hot by lunchtime, but it was warm, and she did eat it, and she liked it. So it was a hit with my kids. So it's super easy to pack, right? You're done. It's like one thing, and you maybe throw in a couple crackers, and you're done. So that was a good one.
Yeah, it has everything in it. You've got, your protein and your veggies and everything. Did you find a container that was insulated or something? Did you heat it ahead of time and then, heat the soup ahead of time?
I did.
Oh.
Yeah. I heat it really, really hot in the morning. Her lunch is about 3 hours after she goes to school. So I heat it really hot in the morning, and then I put it in an insulated container, and I looked for one that's lined with stainless steel, and so that way BPA free, and it has a tight lid on, because the tight lid is really what keeps the temperature. And that's it. She had a little bit of trouble opening it, but thankfully there's teachers to help her do that at lunchtime. And like I said, it wasn't the same temperature that it was when she left the house, but it was warm enough that she still enjoyed the soup. So
yeah, and I want to jump in and Sorry, Jen. I just wanted to let people know that you're in Southern California and Carolyn is in Florida. All those people who are north of the Dixie line and not even that far. I know it was like 34 degrees in Knoxville, Tennessee yesterday. That's soup weather. And I think for so much of the country that is really cold, soups are great. We always had them when I was young. I grew up in New York area. Soups are great lunch ideas. So bravo to you for moving in that direction.
So Jen, to finish up, tell us, what do you serve your kids to drink with their lunch or to pack in their lunch boxes?
Just water. I try to just give them water. I don't know. Every once in a while something fun, but no, I don't really pack them anything special for a drink.
That's all they need, right? Water. So that's
perfect. So boring, but that's true. They like it. We go through a lot of water here at my house. We drink a lot of water. So that's healthier, right? It's not boring. It's healthy.
Oh, it's not boring at all. And every once in a while, if I do want to make it fun, what I do is I add a couple slices of orange to my daughter's lunchbox, to her water bottle. So that she has a little bit of orange-infused water, or we also do raspberries and blueberries. So, I don't know. That's something you could try, too. It worked here.
That's a great idea. I do that a lot of times for myself. That's a good idea. I haven't really thought about doing that for my boys.
Yes,
wow, you're teaching
like
me.
But this is what it's all about here in the Family Food Kitchen. We like to exchange ideas. After all, we're all moms, and we need to learn from each other and get the best out of all of us together so that our children can have the best of us, right? That's the whole point.
That's it. That is the point. Yep.
So, Jen, tell us really quick how we can find some more of all your recipes. Give us your web address and how to stay in touch with you.
I'm at yummyhealthyeasy.com. I'm on every social media out there. I have some really great recipes.
Great. Candy. I encourage.
Yeah.
That's terrific. Thank you so much for being with us, and I encourage everyone to check that out. And for everybody, if you want some healthy solutions to feeding your families, please go to kidcritics.org and visit our page at radiomd.com to listen to some of our other segments. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.